New morning section
that we are discussing along the line partnering with the Spirit, right? Partnering with the Spirit. Let's hold our hands together and say this word, our Father. We receive this afternoon into the evening revelation that is found in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus as he sees us in himself. Concerning partnering with your Spirit in all the earth, our eyes are open. We see our role. I will walk in the light of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, Matthew 28. First of all, before we get to reading, we said, why do we always get to read Jesus' closing remarks? Why do we read Jesus' closing remarks? Right? And we said the reason why we always look at Jesus' closing remarks is because those instructions there became bedrocks, foundations to what we have as the book of Acts. Are you hearing me? What we have as the book of Acts. And everything we see in the epistles, they all came out from those instructions. Hallelujah. I would say the essence, it becomes the foundation. Those words become the foundation for the believer's life. So we have to look at it. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 28, from verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, all power, that is the word authority, has been given me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Mark 16. And he said to them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believes not shall be damned. That's it. This sign shall follow them that believe. It says, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they shall drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, so with the Lord walking with them and confirming the words with signs following. Amen. Look at Luke 24 from verses 45. And he opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance, which is the remission of sin, be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said, when Jesus said, teaching them, when he sent them out to, or gave them the instruction, which are instructions of the scriptures, right? We say those instructions can be summarized into discipleship, entry, and what should happen in discipleship, right? Now, when Jesus said teaching them, when he said teaching them, it shows that Christianity is in knowledge-based faith. Was that what we said earlier? Was that what we said? Yes, yeah, because so we said Christianity is in knowledge-based faith. Because the effectiveness of your service is to the degree of your knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So you can't serve God above your knowledge. Amen. Like I gave an example of that brother who asked to preach in church years back. And he came and told everybody to close their eyes. He wasn't afraid. He was punishing his pastor. Everybody close your eyes. And we did. And he said, bad angels are passing. After a while, our eyes were shut. He told us, don't talk. Bad angels are passing. That guy has boldness. That's what they call parousia. Boldness. Say, bad angels are passing. Okay, new angels are coming. Let your eyes, I used to see only angels passing and coming. As well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Just like that, brother. There are also people, in fact, today some people think their problem is something chasing them from the village. Amen? Don't you know? People feel so. You can't serve God above your knowledge. Glory to God. I still remember growing up, we would have vigils. And that vigils would turn to the trees in the night. Holy Ghost fire burn them. Anywhere Satan are gathered. So we are ghostbusters in the night. We are hunting for ghosts, for demons. Anywhere Satan are gathered, Holy Ghost fire burn them. That's what we use our night to do. Hallelujah. Your effectiveness is to your degree of knowledge. So this is why we said Paul will pray for them. Hallelujah. God, Paul will not have to pray for them for knowledge. I told us earlier, there's some people that prefer to pray, rather than praying to God, they prefer to pray on beats. You're praying on beats. That you're doing and praying, and you're touching beats. Is that prayer? Nonsense. It's just your knowledge. You can serve God beyond your knowledge. I told us one day, we were having a meeting, I don't know whether it's a special meeting, and I was laying hands. I wanted to lay hands on the young guy. Okay, we've got a special meeting. On a Sunday, I was laying hands. I wanted to lay hands on the young guy. My young guy just whispered to my ear. He said, sir, please, don't lay hands on my head. I said, why? He said, because of my glory. He said, his glory. Ah. You know, some people say it's their star. When you touch their head, their star will go. They'll be looking at them. Which star? I don't understand. Glory, which glory? You know, now that I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, this guy's problem. I just left him because I was laying here. I just left him one side. Amen. There's no time. That is why most times, it's good to always teach. Don't always assume people know it. Hallelujah. He said, don't lay hands on my head. God, my glory. I was talking to a younger minister some weeks back. And we're talking about laying on of hands. You know, most of the people don't understand what laying on of hands is. Amen? You don't know. So, while I was talking to him, and as I was talking to him, he now, you know, I started praying for him. And I touched him by his shoulder. I just touched him. I was praying for him. He didn't even recognize I've laid hands on him. When we're done, I said, okay, concerning laying of hands, I actually wanted to lay hands. I said, what have I been doing? So I began to explain what laying of hands is. I said, oh, so sir, does it mean you've laid hands on me? I said, what were you expecting? That is just very simple. Because he wanted something on his head. Amen? Something to touch his ori, so he has laid hands on me. Amen. No. He doesn't need to touch your head. Hallelujah. I said, see, even me just giving you my clothes or something, I said, take. I've laid hands. You might just touch me and I've laid hands. And we went through scriptures together. I'm like, wow. You know, that's the people that believe that. So what is the effect of the head? Is that, are you trying to say you don't touch head? I didn't tell you I don't touch head. Can you now see how people twist people's word? Amen. I never told you that. But I touched you. That's laying on of hands. Amen. Glory to God. I can just shake you and I've laid hands on you. Say, thank you, Lord. Pastor has laid hands on you. Just very simple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, you are effective to the degree of your knowledge. You cannot be more effective than your knowledge. No. Glory to God. So knowledge becomes important. And Paul will pray for them. Do you get? Paul will pray for them that the eyes of their understanding is enlightened. Eyes of your understanding. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for them. No, come to think about it. A believer born of God, Holy Ghost sealed. They told you Mary appeared in Adion. You left base, came to Adion to look for Mary. Your life is pure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means as a believer, you must mind what you listen to. You must guard your heart. Guard your belief system. What do you mean? Guard your belief system. Guard your heart. Remember one day, we were done with secondary school and it was April 1. So, you know, April Fool. And I called my brother and I told him, start coming to TWD. I say, why? He say, everybody gather here. What are they doing? Say, goat has given birth to human beings. He says, it's not a, the best thing is not a joke. It's not a joke. Gather, mama, people are here. And the young guy wore his clothes and began to jasper. He said, okay, today is a prefer. He said, is it, my mom told the guy, this is a prefer. Is a prefer. He said, no, this cannot be a prefer. This is, has never joked with me. I can, no, in your system, in your head. If not that, you have watched so many Nigerian movies. Like witches, like all those Egg of Life. All those kind of movies. If not that you watch those kind of movies, no, imagine someone tells you a goat gave birth to a human being. I mean, sorry, a human being gave birth to goat, and you run away. And then you go and check goats. I mean, human being that gave birth to goat. Hallelujah. Do you know before, he didn't even get to Atogi. They now called him as a prefu. You know, he couldn't come back home to say, where's the t-shirt? Anyway, where is he? Is a prefu. Well, like, if I was my mother, I would not feed him for 1 week. I will not. Amen. Hallelujah. I will not feel, how can I tell you they prefer? Say it cannot be a prefer. I don't find I they prefer. I will not feed you. Glory to God. Amen. So you guard your belief system. So people, it's just change what you watch. And your life will be better. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Change your belief system. A man got married to a woman. After 5 children, he dreamt that the wife was a snake. Woke up and say, my wife is a snake. Or you slept with her to give birth to 5 children. So you were sleeping with snake. Right? How can you say that? Say, I dreamt it. No, watch your belief system. Right? Look at Proverbs 4. It says, guard your heart with all diligence. Say, for out of it are the issues that govern life. Hallelujah. Guard your heart. With all diligence. That is to say, see, when you use the word diligence, it means it's something you consciously will do. Hope you're ready. It's something you will consciously do. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. With what you hear. Guard your heart with what you watch. We will watch everything, no control. Guard your heart. Hope you're hearing me. Guard your heart. You want to watch every gist. You know, let me tell you something that happened. I was coming back yesterday and I got to a place. And there was a guy by my side driving. Let me just tell you. So there was a guy by my side driving and there was another person. And this was me. And the road was a bit blocked. There was somebody at his back. So what the guy did was that he was supposed to move further. He now put his car on reverse. Man hit somebody right beside him. A guy was trying to pass by the tire. Man hit the person beside him. And remember I sighted it from my side mirror. I knew it was a setup. Know what the setup is? Robbery. Hallelujah. Me that knew it was robbery. I just swerved. I knew it was going to be robbery. because you're supposed to go further. So I just looked at what was happening. So he came out and was trying to carry the guy from ground. You know what kind of robbery is? He will now come and say, what happened? What happened? They will lead you. They are more than two. You don't know. Lagos is Niger. Hallelujah. Now imagine You're this kind of person, you want to see everything to the end. You know, some people are like that. I want to watch it to the end. I can eat just... I'll go with half truth. How does that concern you? The day is dark. Something like that is happening. And you want to know how it will end. Don't worry, you will tell the story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people are like that. They just want to see to the end. Continue. You have to guard your heart. Allow you mind what you want to see. And saying that because people don't have control over themselves. Hallelujah. You don't have control. You want to watch everything. To watch everything. Guard your heart. Right? Paul was saying in Romans 12:2. He said, don't be conformed to this word. It means don't allow the word squeeze you to his model. Hallelujah. Don't be conformed to this word. That is, there's a way this world thinks. There's a way this world is apt to doing things. He said, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the system pattern of this world. He said, but be a transformed. You see that? By the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Be a transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, how do you renew your mind? When you say by the renewal of your mind, it shows your own effort. It shows a conscious effort. So that means we have a conscious task of educating our minds. It's not done abstractly. No. You are consciously doing it. So, we have a duty of educating our mind with what God is doing, with what God has done and God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. Are you following me? What God has done and is doing in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Pause that thing. I want to ask a question. And that is why most times we tell you listen to the word. Listening to the word, it's very vital. We live in an age where there are informations on everything. Everything, there are informations everywhere. Amen? Some people now, they've moved from Facebook to Instagram to Snapchat. Now they are on Gist Lover. From Gist Lover, they're going around. Just getting Gist everywhere. There are a lot of information. Amen? And those informations are not, there's nothing neutral. There's nothing like a neutral information. No. Every information that doesn't make you, that doesn't draw you towards knowing your right and privileges in Christ is actually dragging you away from God's plan. So you have to see that. There's not neutral information. I'm not talking now about even when it comes to your business information and academic information. You should also be careful too. In as much as you need those information to make money, that is good, but you also have to be careful. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Especially when you are a doctor and you know you don't use word like not it is finished, not this one is you are sentenced to death. Your profession can teach you to use some words. But because you are a child of God. Hallelujah. That's what wants you to do. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Yeah. Very vital. Glory to God. Amen. 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 So we have that conscious mind. And we have that conscious duty to do. So in the new birth, let's get back to what we're talking about. We say in the new birth, we said we are in union with the Spirit, right? Well, that's what we said earlier on in the morning. Therefore, we have to renew our minds with truth about what God is doing in the earth. What God is doing in the earth. What God is doing through this partnership. What is a partnership? When a man is born again, he's in partnership with the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's in partnership with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we need to be active in that partnership. So we say, what is God doing in the earth? What is the Spirit doing in the earth? Genesis 1:1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was what we said. It has said the earth is without form and void and darkness upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light. We said, that will be what God is doing in the earth. Right? The earth without form and void is the work of the Spirit. What is the work of the Spirit doing? It's making the earth to be conformed, to be metamorphosed into God's plan. In Genesis 1:1. Hallelujah. It's the work of the Spirit. And we said that work of the Spirit, we'll find it in 1 Corinthians 2:4. Right? As what? 1 Corinthians 2:4. We said that my teaching and my preaching is not with exciting words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration, apodexis, the Spirit work. He said the demonstration of the Spirit and power. So the demonstration there, he calls it the Spirit work, shedding forth light on dark surfaces. Dark surfaces will be the dark heart of man, right? Will be the earth that is empty and void. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, he said, if our gospel be hid, he said, is he to them who are lost? He said, whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Do you see that? It leads the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, to shine on them. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So what is the Spirit doing? The Spirit is convincing men through the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Through the preaching of the gospel, making the earth, the whole earth, his heaven, his dwelling place forever. Making the desolate land become a fruitful field. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36, 35. Ezekiel 36, 35. He says, that's from verse 34, he says, and the desolate land shall be towed. He says, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. He says, and they shall say, this land that was desolate is become the garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate and the ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. So God is making the desolate ground the garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Making it a fruitful ground. A fruitful ground. God is making it a fruitful ground. Hallelujah. Go to God. Let's see how we describe the fruitful ground in Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. Look at 35. It says, then thus says the Lord God unto these bones. Say, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. How? So how is God making it a fruitful ground? He's causing his breath on them. Hallelujah. What is the breath? That is the word ruach in the Greek. Ruach. That is the Spirit. Hallelujah. So he was causing his Spirit into the heart of men by the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. When a man believes the gospel, his Spirit is in him. Remember we said, whenever you find the word forgiveness, right? It points to what? The indwelling. Right? Ezekiel 36. It points to the indwelling. Verse 25. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and it shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you, said the Lord. He said, I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Say, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. He said, hallelujah. Say, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you the heart of flesh. So whenever you read forgiveness of sin, you are reading the indwelling. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. You are reading the indwelling. So he says in verses 37, he says what? I'll cause my spirit, my breath to come into you. I'll cause my ruach. What we are saying that? My spirit to come into you. Hallelujah. And what would that make you? Look at verses 10. It says, so I prophesied and commanded me as a commandment, and breath came into them. Did you see that? And they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. So what is God doing in the earth? He is causing the dry bones to become an army. Hallelujah. He's putting his spirit within us and making us a strong army. Making us a strong army. Glory to God. He's making us a strong army. He's putting his spirit within men, and those men are his armies in the earth.
glory to God. So he's using men to raise men that would, that he will use to raise men. That's how God is doing. That's what God is doing in the earth. So the whole earth is covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's making us his laborers, Matthew 9, his laborers to reach more men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To reach more men. That is how he's doing it. Glory to God. So God will reach out to more men. Or God wants to reach out to more men. And he's doing it through the local churches. Was that what we said? He was doing it through the local churches. So when you hear that word, disciple, you have the local church, right? 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Discipleship. The local church. He's doing it to the local church. The local church is God's idea. It's God's plan. Hallelujah. Amen. And we saw it earlier on. I was that when you hear the word increase is the local church. Right? Hallelujah. So when we preach the gospel, we said we are using God's power. We are using God's power. When we put the gospel, we are using God's power to save men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's power to save men. Because in Romans 1 verse 16, Paul will say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Do you see that? Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and to the Greek, it's God's power to save men. So we are active in the partnership, in the preaching of the gospel. I feel that statement is a bit too quick because of where we are going to today. But let's say we are active in the preaching of the gospel. Glory to God. Let's see something that is very vital. Since we know this is what God is doing. Right? So what becomes our first step? What becomes our first step? God is canvassing. God taxing all the earth is souls. It's men. Right? Right? That's what God is doing. He wants to fill the whole earth. Till the whole earth becomes his dwelling place forever. Hallelujah. So, if this is what God is doing in the earth, if this is what God is doing all over the world, let's see something that must be very vital that we must do to keep us active. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis 18. Genesis 18. In Genesis 18, verses 20. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, say, I will go down now and see whether they have done to all together according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. If not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from hence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Did you see that? And Abraham drew near and said, Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He began to supplicate. Did you see that? Peradventure there are 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Did you see that? So he began to supplicate like that. Supplicate for the land of Sodom. God showed him what he wants to do. Look at Amos 3, verse 7. Amos 3. Amen. It says, surely the Lord God will do nothing but he...
do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servant and prophet. Did you see that? He makes known his works to his prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse 17 of that Genesis 18 where we were reading. It says, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, God is going to do something and he tells Abraham. And Abraham, being a prophet, knew. You know Abraham is a prophet. Right? Genesis 20, 17. Abraham is a prophet. Go to God. So, Abraham knew. God makes it known to his prophet. Makes it known to Abraham, his son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And quickly, can we pause now? Abraham is a prophet. I would attest, can we, do attest to that? Abraham is a prophet. So what did we say in the morning concerning God's man? God's man, his task will be what? Priest and who? Prophet. Right? Right? He's a priest who will be God's prophet. Abad and Shammah. I would say we are dealing, so the Shema we'll look at it later on in the course of our teaching. That will be the third section. This is a nice section. Hallelujah. Look at Shema very well. Glory to God. Abad and Shema. So he said, so we said, the work of God's man will be priestly, right? A priest who is his Nabi. That means a priest will be known by what they say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A priest will be his Nabi, his spokesman. Glory to God. God's man will be his priest and his prophet. So he will hear from God and tell it to the people. Right? So he said, can I do a thing? I mean, God will do nothing in the earth except he reveals it to his children. Is that it? And how has he revealed his tax in the earth to us? Via the written word. Right? Come on. Right? So, Abraham gets to know what God is about to do. So what did Abraham do? He began to sing hallelujah. No. What did he do? He began to supplicate. He began to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He began to pray. So, very vital, we take it from there. When God does or is doing anything in the earth, he sets men to pray. I heard that from Pastor Shego, and that is very rightly said. Hallelujah. He sets men to pray. Hallelujah. So he shows us, he tells us so we can pray. A man of God, John Wesley, says, he said, God does nothing except in response to believers' prayer. To believing prayer. John Wesley. He said, God does nothing except in response to believing prayer. Another dear man of God says, God cannot do anything in the earth except men pray. These are not just mere quotes, but are words from scriptures. Hallelujah. When men pray. So when men get to pray, they align themselves in what God is doing or about to do in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kenneth Hagin will share a testimony, will share a story. He said, that's Bro Hagin. Bro Hagin will share a story. He said one time he had a vision like that. And in the vision, he had a vision with the Lord Jesus. So he said, the Lord Jesus stood and he was standing. Like, standing, and the Lord Jesus was talking to him. Right? The Lord Jesus was talking to him. And he said, a demon came. What was that song? Wonderful experiences by Bro Hagin. The demon came and was distracting. And the Lord Jesus just kept talking. Just kept talking. He said he was finding that as distraction. He couldn't hear what the Lord Jesus was saying. What Jesus was saying to him. So he found that distraction. So he looked at Jesus to do something about it. And Jesus did nothing about it. You know, why is he not doing anything about it? I'm like, I just didn't do anything. So he got angry and then said, out! No, he spoke to the demon and the demon left. I now asked, Jesus now asked, individually, they asked, I said, why didn't you do anything? So the demon was disturbing. And he said, the Lord Jesus replied him and told him, I will do nothing except you do.
Hallelujah. So you needed to say something to the situation. Then I will do. So God acts with our words. He acts when men pray. God will do nothing in the earth except men pray. It's very vital. Except men pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will do nothing in the earth except men invite him in prayer. That is better said like that. With prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see what Paul will say. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Right there. Look at verses 16. It says, rejoice forevermore. Is that? Say, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning. Say, quench not the Spirit's fire. Do you see that? Despise not prophesying. So he says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. So it means, when you say quench not the Spirit, it means I can quench the Spirit's fire. I can quench the work of the Spirit. It means I can stop the oppression of the Spirit through me. Hallelujah, I can stop it. I can stop the Spirit when I do not pray. When I do not pray. Hallelujah. That is to say, you cannot partner effectively with the Lord outside prayer. Amen. You cannot partner effectively with the Lord outside prayer. No. A believer who doesn't pray is a believer who doesn't trust God. He doesn't trust what God is doing in the earth. We'll get to see that shortly. Hallelujah. You don't trust what God is doing in the earth. When a believer doesn't pray, doesn't trust what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's look at Jesus. Remember we said Genesis 1:26 will be the seed, right? That's what we said. So Jesus came as that seed. Jesus came as that seed. In Genesis, the seed in Genesis 21:26, sorry. Jesus came as that seed. Jesus is God's man. Jesus is God's Adam. To redeem men. Right? It's God's seed. It's God's Adam to redeem the earth. So let's see. When you read the synoptic, you will discover that Jesus is a man of prayer. He came to redeem the earth. He came to redeem man. He came to save man. You see that? And what did he do? He is a man of prayer. In Luke 3. Let's rush to Luke 3, everybody. Luke 3, are you there? Verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. He was going to be baptized and he was praying. Do you see that? He answered, so that means something you're going to see. He is going to be baptized and he's praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Permit me to say this. A man whom the will of God burns in his heart is a man that is given to prayer. He was praying. In chapter 5 verse 16. He says he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. You see that? He withdrew himself from people to pray. He had personal retreat. In chapter 6, verse 12, he says, and it came to pass in those days that he went into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him 12 disciples. Hallelujah. And them he chose. He called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12. Whom he named apostles. Did you see that? He chose. Hallelujah. But he prayed all night. He went to pray. Hallelujah. Wanted to choose disciples. He went to pray. Hallelujah. For you to choose his men, he went to pray. In Luke 11:1, he was just done praying. Luke 11:1, he was just done praying. It came to pass when he was praying in a certain place, when he sees, that is, he stopped, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. You see that? He was done praying. So Jesus is a man of prayer. He's a man of prayer. In Luke 18, look at what he did. Luke 18 verse 1, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Right? Using the word faint there is the word to lose hearts. Men ought always to pray and not to lose hearts. Not to give up. Men ought always to pray and not to give up. See, when you see a man give up early, when you see a man give up as regards to God's tax in the earth, watching is not a man of prayer. Sometimes it happens gradually. It does not mean that you just stop praying and then you just lose it. No. Sometimes it might take a while, it might take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, sometimes to 4 or 5 years. You stop praying. You just lose out in God's zeal. When men give up in the work of ministry, watch them. They've stopped praying. Hallelujah. Watch them. They've given up in the place of prayer. They've stopped praying. Hallelujah. I want to use some very raw words, like they don't have fire in their prayer altar. They are not praying. They don't have fire in their prayer altar. Hallelujah. They don't. They don't call prayer altar. Prayer altar. What fire then? They don't. Hallelujah. When a man prays, he will not give up. He will not give up. There will be things, there will be discouragement, but the man will not give up. That is a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not bow to opposition. A man of prayer doesn't bow to circumstances. A man of prayer is a man that sees what God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. He sees it. Hallelujah. We're going to see more some of those things shortly. In Luke 22, verse 40, he took Peter and John. What did he tell Peter? He told them, pray that ye fall not into temptation. That is, if I am not a man of prayer, I will fall into temptation. I will lose heart. Things will just easily throw me off. Hallelujah. You just get discouragement at heart. Just say, this city cannot be saved. You are not a man given to prayer. Hallelujah. A man given to prayer sees it with the eyes of God. He sees what God is doing in the earth and he prays more. Hallelujah. Discouragement comes and he prays more. Hope you are following me. And he prays more. Did Jesus encounter discouragement? He did. Did they oppose him? They did. Hallelujah. But you know what? He prayed the more. He prayed. Go to God. He prayed. Glory, glory, glory. He prayed. If you watch the apostles too, the way men give it to prayer. Give it to prayer. You must learn the culture of prayer. Amen. You must keep that culture of prayer. It's a culture that we'll have in Christ. It's a culture. A culture of prayer. In Acts 2, verses 42, and they continued, the 3,000 that God saved, the first thing they were supposed to was the ministry of the word and prayer. They were supposed to prayer. They continued the apostles' doctrine and prayer. Prayer! Hallelujah! Prayer! Is our culture. Prayer is our culture. When a man doesn't pray, he's forgetting who he is. He's our culture. He's part of us. He's part of the priestly ministry of the believer. Hallelujah. He's part of our ministry. A priest is a man of prayer. What did Abraham do? Abraham prayed. Hope you say that. Abraham did what? Abraham prayed. Abraham prayed. So a priest is a man of prayer. Glory to God. He's a man of prayer. He prayed. The apostles. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, the Bible says they flogged them that they should not preach. Opposition. But you know they could have, if they were not men of prayer, they would say, what is all this, John? I beg, should Jesus know this physically again? I beg, let's go. Let's go. No, they didn't do that. Hallelujah. They understood that he lives in them. Glory to God. They understood that they are men of prayer. They understood. And they can't take Samaria. They can't take Judea. They can't take Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth without praying. Hope you know that. They knew. Hallelujah. They knew they can't. So they were given to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Jesus told them, in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. What did they do the next thing? In verses 14. They were praying. They knew to pray. They knew to pray. Amen. They received instruction. You know, they said, it's the old earth, Peter, let's start talking. No, they knew to pray. Hallelujah. They knew to pray. They knew the next thing to do when you know God's will is to pray. They knew the next thing to do when you know this is what God is doing in Akumba is to pray. They know. Pray! Hallelujah. Because when you don't pray, you will trust something else. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me. You will trust something else if you don't pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's watch how Jesus prayed in verse 44 of Luke 22. It says, and beginning in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. In agony, that his sweat was at his where a great drop of blood falling down to the ground. Hallelujah. He prayed like that. Hallelujah. He prayed like that. He didn't pray. That was not figurative expression. No. That was not figure of speech. And his blood was like, that was what happened literally. Hallelujah. Blood began to come out of his body. He prayed that way. Hallelujah. He prayed that way. He prayed. He uses the word agony. Agonia. Hallelujah. Agonia. Like the way a woman have bed pangs. Best pains. Hallelujah. Agony. And where was he going to? He was going to the cross. Look at how he was praying. He was going to the cross and was praying like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you say agony, best pains, that is emotion. Hope you know that. It's an emotion. So that means we can say in prayer, Jesus bore literally the emotions of the spirit in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, he brought the emotions of the spirit. So that was at that point, the way he prayed showed that was the expression of the spirit concerning men, concerning unsaved men, how quick God wants them saved. How that was God's expression towards them. Hallelujah. And he prayed. He prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, we have to model that kind of prayer. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, Paul just got saved and he was praying. And he was praying. And he was praying. Glory to God. He was praying. So why do we pray like this? They flogged the disciples and they prayed. The whole place was shaking. They prayed. That means in their prayer, they had the emotions of the Spirit at work. They bore the emotions of the Spirit. They bore it. Hallelujah. They bore those emotions of the Spirit. Physically, they bore it. So why do we pray like this? Why do we pray like this? Why? As we pray. In Genesis 1:2. In Genesis 1:2. Look at what it says. It says the earth was without form and void. Right? Right? The earth was in darkness to who abode, form and void. And Paul will refer to it, that's what? He calls it in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6. He said, the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. Did you see that? So the God of this world has blinded their minds of them that believe not. So that means that darkness is their minds, blinded. There's a supernatural force attached. So Genesis 1:2, is there a supernatural force? There's a supernatural force. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:1, he opens up scripture opens up with a supernatural, God's supernatural plan. But we'll find, God's supernatural plan. And Moses now writes for you to see that behind darkness is also a supernatural force that is not God. Hallelujah. We are seeing that. A supernatural force. It's blinded their eyes. Look at Ephesians 2:2. Ephesians 2:2. Will be following me. Ephesians 2 verse 2. It says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Did you see that? Hallelujah. That means there is a spirit at work in unbelief, in the heart, in the mind of those who are unbelieving. Hallelujah. He calls it the God of this world. The God of this world. The God of this world. In Ephesians 6 verse 11, Paul will now say, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand the ways of the devil. The ways of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Did you see that? But against principalities. Is that Genesis 1:2? Eh? Is that Ephesians 2:2? Sorry. And Genesis 1:2 also. We can bring Genesis 1:2 here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Did you see that? Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is Genesis 1:2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do we wrestle? By preaching the word. Preaching the word, yes. But there's something that precedes that. Hallelujah. You're going to see what preaching the gospel is without prayer. You're going to see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he calls it we'll wrestle. Now when he used that word wrestle, before we look at that word wrestle, in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3, he says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. He said they are mighty to God. So that means there's something that we'll have to wrestle with. That's why Paul would say put on the whole armor. He said we'll wrestle. So we'll have something to wrestle. Glory to God. It is the weapon of our warfare. Anokana. So they are mighty to God. They are mighty in the hands of God. Say to the pulling down of strongholds. Say casting down imagination. Bringing into subjection every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Then bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now use the word thought. Mind. So everything he used there is what's concerning man's mind. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get to that. Mind. So when Paul says wrestle, we wrestle. Hallelujah. We wrestle. It deals with a fight. Right? It deals with a fight. It has a shade of the word prayer. It has a shade of the word prayer. Prayer. That means when you use the word we wrestle, at the background is prayer. At the background is prayer. Hallelujah. And this wrestling is with the spiritual force of darkness. Where? In the heart of man. The high places will be in the heart of the man who believe not. Did you see that? In the heart of the man who believe not. In their minds. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:2, darkness. Amen. It says, every thought to do business of Christ. Hallelujah. So how will this happen? He begins to mention. Take on the elements of salvation, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Right? Verse 17. Look at verse 18. He now saying, praying always. This makes all the armor effective. You see that? Pray always. You see? With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always. Hallelujah. Praying always. Praying always. So the effectiveness of your evangelism, the effectiveness of your preaching is in prayer. It's in prayer. Praying always. That's how we exercise our spiritual authority. Praying always. It is a praying sometimes. Always! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying always. Is it is prayer that will have that instruction to pray? You have words like praying always. How would I pray without ceasing? Right? Pray without ceasing. The church prayed without ceasing. Amen? You find words like that for praying. Always! Glory to God. So what we are in contest with are men blinded. What we are in contest with is we are in contest with the heart of men which have been blinded by the force of wickedness, forces of darkness. Hallelujah. What we are in contest with. Hallelujah. Blinded. So if just talking, just look around, go and talk to people, Jesus loves you. Like what is there in Sunday school? Tell somebody, 10 people, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. If it is just like just talking, then moral lessons will have done the job. Hope you know that. Moral lessons will have changed men. With no morals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No morals. No. Hallelujah. It is spiritual. So, since what is blinding their eyes is spiritual, that means how they will come out will be spiritual. Right? Be spiritual. Be spiritual! And God is not going to bypass their minds. God is not in the business of hypnotizing people. No. Rather, He convinces them. Hallelujah. In the preaching of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 2:4, the preaching of the gospel. Paul uses the word in 1 Corinthians 2:4, I came not to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. If I use the word enticing words of man's wisdom, it means empty words. Empty words. Words without power. Words without power. He said, but with the demonstration of the Holy Ghost power. Do you see that? Demonstration of production. So, I came not to you with empty words. Hallelujah. Empty words. I didn't come to you with empty words. I came with the words of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Empty words. So, rebels. I heard this from Pastor Shego quoting. He was quoting Bro Hagin. He says, rebels comes first in the place of prayer. Rebirth comes first in the place of prayer. Rebirth. Hallelujah. Before you speak, before you go, before ever you tell somebody about Christ, have you prayed for them? Rebirth is in the place of prayer. That's where you're born. That's where you give birth to people. Hallelujah. It's in the place of prayer. Glory to God. So when we pray, it shows our willingness in God's plan. When we pray, it shows our willingness in God's plan. Our willingness in God's plan. Our willingness in God's plan. It shows that we trust in God's power. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust in God's power. Power.
Get back to Ephesians. Let me show you something. We trust in God's power. Ephesians. Okay, Ephesians 3. Look at verse 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. So the power of God is at work in us. And is at work is an exceedingly abundant power. Exceeding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exceeding. It goes beyond the mark. Hallelujah. Exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. And that power is operational in prayer. Glory to God. It can be in you and you and it's doing nothing. But it's operational in prayer. So prayer makes it operational. Makes God's power in us operational. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is why in Ephesians 6:18, when it says praying always, when we pray always, when it says praying always, it shows what our prayer is, how we exercise this power. We exercise it in the place of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This kind of prayer is for men. It's for men. You pray for men. You pray for men. And as you pray for men, just like Jesus, we'll find it in the apostles. You will bear the emotions of the Spirit. You'll bear those emotions. Sometimes you are praying for men and you are crying. That person is not related to you anywhere. You just pray and you are crying for them. Those are emotions of the Spirit. You're just crying. You are bearing that emotions of the Spirit. Sometimes you pray and you come in with a shout. Remember, it's a contest. It's a fight. It's a struggle for man, for the heart of man. It's a fight. Hallelujah. So you bear it. Hallelujah. You bear it. You are bearing it. You are praying, but you are bearing it. Sometimes you literally feel the pain. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're praying and you feel your heart is very heavy. It's not a heart problem. You don't have a heart problem. It's not a heart problem. You are bearing the emotions. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit. Your heart is so heavy. You are praying for people, praying for places. And your heart is heavy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you pray for someone who you are training, who you are teaching. We're going to deal with that. Maybe not in this workers' convention. Hallelujah. Because you don't say, I've prayed now, they are now saved. I've rested. No. You pray again. Remember, I told us on Thursday, prayer leads to prayer. Hallelujah. You pray more. You pray more to pray more to pray more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes you pray for one who has backslided and you are praying and you are crying. Why are you crying? You are bearing the emotion. Say, I don't know why I was crying, but Satan will just come out. That is the emotion. Hallelujah. You are bearing the emotions of the Spirit. Jesus wept. He got to a city. He saw that the city was given over to idols. That would say he wept. That's the emotions of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You say, no, I don't have emotions. I kill the emotions. Watch yourself. Hallelujah. Don't say some nonsense. Hallelujah. I bear the emotions of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. You pray. Why is he shouting? He should be praying. No. Praise God. He's bearing something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes you substitute. Sometimes you are just done eating, your stomach is full. But 5 minutes of the prayer, as if your stomach is empty. But as soon as you are done with the prayer, I'm okay now. Something has happened. I'm bearing something. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Those are emotions of the Spirit. Put it on.
You put it on me. Take it up. You pick it. You pick it.
Or someone call it prayer body.
You pick it. Hallelujah.
As you pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at those points, you are seeing as the Spirit sees. You know, a man who prays is a man who believes in what God is doing in the earth. A man who doesn't pray, doesn't believe. He says, I believe God, I believe what God is doing. And you're not praying, you don't believe kankan. Don't believe anything. A man who prays is a man who believes. And I say, God will trust a man who prays, that a man who doesn't. A man who prays is a man who bears the emotions of the Spirit. Is a man who believes in what God is doing. Hallelujah. In all the earth. In Galatians 4:19, Paul called. He said, my little children. He says, with whom I travail in bed for. He says, my little children, whom I travail in bed for. He says, yes, travelers I again. He says, Christ be formed in you. Hallelujah. He says, I travail in bed for. Watch it. I travail in bed for. I travail in bed for. I just say, before they got saved, they travailed. Hallelujah. That travail, they include everything they did. Both the prayer. So prayer is included in that travail. In fact, when you get the word travail from, it's from a Hebrew word that deals with prayer. Hallelujah. So that means Paul prayed for them to be saved. He said, yes, travail it high again. Yes, travail it high again. To Christ before me. So that means prayer is ongoing. You pray for them to be saved. You pray for them to grow. You pray for them. Hallelujah. So it's ongoing. Hallelujah. There's no time you stop praying for men. There's no time. There's no time. Hallelujah. 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 See, who you don't strive for, you can never get. Who you don't pray for, you can't get. Nations you can't travel for and nations you can't get. That nations, you can't get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't. If you say, I'm going for the nations, it's not just in your mouth. Let's see it in your knees. Let's see it in your prayer. Let's see it. In your prayer. Hallelujah. Let's see you on your knees for it. Amen. A man says, before you talk to God, before you talk to men for God, first of all, talk to God for men. Hallelujah. And just pray. Pray! Ministry I have here is a serious business of prayer. Ministry is a serious business of prayer. See, you cannot do the work. Because I'm a worker. You cannot be a worker outside prayer. You cannot do the work without prayer. If you are doing the work without prayer, you are an idol worshiper. You are an atheist. You are trusting something. You are trusting juju. Hallelujah. Men and brethren, I don't have any juju to run to. I don't have any baba to meet. I only have the Lord. Hallelujah. So, if I trust God, got to pray. Hallelujah. Got to pray. It will show you my prayer life. Hallelujah. This is a year of net breaking harvest. I am praying like the man who is not even planting. This is my year of breaking harvest. I pray for the left and to the right. You think it's by mouth? Okay, so I pray. Hallelujah! Pray! For taking up in prayer. That means it's my year of net breaking habits. I was praying 1 hour before. I'm increasing it. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Hope you're hearing me. I'm increasing it. Because the whole earth is his resting place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Wherein is rest. Wherein is rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, ministry is a serious work, is a serious business of prayer. The same thing too is leadership. Leadership is a serious business of prayer. You cannot be, you are not a school head teacher. So you cannot lead, you should not lead men like an head teacher. Anybody come here? Anybody go there? No! You lead men in the place of prayer. Okay, you lead men in the place of prayer. Don't be doing ministry as though you are doing CEO of your business or you are doing a marketing job. No. Okay, you hear me? You have to trust in prayer power. You have to trust in prayer power. Some people, when they started the work, they were praying, enthusiastic praying. After a while, they stopped. What happened? What happened to your fire? You'll catch that fire today. You'll catch that fire again. You'll catch that fire again. You will pick up those bodies. When you leave here, men will ask you, where did you go to carry Atadio? There is power. Say, what is happening? Just pray. Hallelujah. I've come to pick prayer. Hallelujah. Fire for prayer. To burn. To burn. See. See, if I know nothing, I know the Father, everybody will live here, a changed man. If I pray for nothing, I pray for the Father, everybody here that is here will live here with an intense fire for the work. I'm sure of that. Intense! Hallelujah. Your city will catch that fire. And nothing will quench that fire. Hallelujah. Your city will catch it, not even quench it. You just find this zeal. Oh, don't worry, we're going to dwell on that in the third session. Hallelujah. That zeal. Because you're a man of prayer. You're always willing to move. There's no time to... It's because there's no fire shut up in your bones. There's fire shut up in your bones. That question of there's no time will run away. Time will show. Hallelujah. Time will pop out. You will see time. You will do the work. Hallelujah. See, the problem with too many believers is that we miss out too many time on the spirit opportunities. Too many times. Look at Paul. Paul is a man of prayer. In Acts 16, he was on his way to Asia. He said the Spirit did what? Forbid them from going to Asia. But God said we should go into all the world. Go into all the world. It is because you are using your brain. Sometimes, it is not that God said go into all the world. Sometimes you have specific instruction because you're a man of prayer, you know. Hallelujah. You see, you know. Hallelujah. You just have specifics. So that the world can be specific. Can I tell your attention to this beauty? Say, boss, I'm going to do evangelism in Yanotaja. And the Lord is directing your attention to where you are staying at Ebeda. And I say, no, it's in Yanotaja. Because you are not seeing it. So, remember it's the same work you are doing. It's a priest. You go there and it's not fruitful. And the Lord is sending you there. And you missed it out. Because you were not seeing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now Acts 16. And there stood a man of Macedonia. And told them to come to Macedonia. And they went to Macedonia. Did Paul let her get back to Asia? He did. But he needed Macedonia for Asia. You know, if you watch the map, where he was coming from, to go straight to Asia was very easy. It was very easy. Macedonia was a longer journey. But he had to go to Macedonia, a longer journey, to come back here. Hallelujah. Because it was in Macedonia he received the greatest help in ministry, financially. And that financial help in ministry was what he needed for Asia, for the rest of Asia. We are following that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why God will trust a man that prays. Because in the place of prayer, you will see. Hallelujah. You will see nations. You will know what the Spirit has wanted to do. Part time, you see it. Hallelujah. Part time, you see it. You see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot do this work without prayer. I tell you the truth, you can't do it without prayer. You will be tired. You will be worn out. You will be worn out. You can't do it without prayer. You will not last. Come and last. You will not last. You will not last. Come. You will not last. You will be worn out. You will not even just be tired. You will be too. You will be everything out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, you ready? We're tired. Glory to God. For men that pray. You know, every worker here, how many of you don't like numbers? How many of you don't like to have people you are discipling? You don't like it. But you want to, how many of you want the nations? You want men? You want women? Hallelujah. Oh my name. He only wants Abby. There's no one nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What do you want? What do you want in life? I just want to get married to Salu and all will be well. Never. Hallelujah. This is my... Oh, hallelujah. No rebirth. Rebirth is in the place of prayer. Get on your knees. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 23 verse 4. Isaiah 23 verse 4. Isaiah 23. Look at verse 4. It says, "Be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins." Hallelujah. So that means no travail, no children. Hallelujah. No travail, no children. Isaiah 66. Look at verse 7 into 8. It says, I'm talking about verse 7. It says, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pains came, she was delivered of a man child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the elders be made to bring forth in one day? Nor shall a nation be born at once. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. As Zion travailed. So you take up nations travailing. Best banks. Hallelujah. Nations. You bear the emotions of the Spirit. I used to remember years back. Why I'm saying this is because we pray together as a group, as friends. We usually to pray like that. We pray together. We come together and we pray. Pray for nations. We pray for countries. In fact, we began to pray for the city gates. Every city gates open. We're calling names of citizens. We're seeing it. Hallelujah. And we said to ourselves there, one of us is late today. But that person is still available today. You know. And we say to ourselves then, we say, we'll see it happen in our lifetime. We'll see it happen in our lifetime. This city will be taken over. This city will be taken over, and we're seeing it. One of the cities we pray for is places like Aba. We call names of places. Hallelujah. And today when I hear of what God is doing in those locations, and I hear of ministers in those locations, I say, wow, we prayed for these places years back. As far back as 2008, 2007, we're praying. We spend days to pray. God does the calling names of places. Hallelujah. That's when they started arguing who is within those days, they started arguing who is captain and who is general. Hallelujah.
But we pray.
That was when we were praying for places. Glory to God. Look at Zechariah. Zechariah 10. Zechariah is after Haggai. Right? And after Haggai. Chapter 10, verse 1. It says, ask ye the Lord, rain in the time of the latter rain. Ask ye the Lord. You see that? Ask ye the Lord. Rain in the time of the latter rain. It says, so the Lord shall bring forth. So the Lord shall make bright cloud and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. We start from chapter 9 into chapter 10 verse 1. This guy is talking about harvest. Hallelujah. They ask ye the Lord rain in the times of the latter rain. Hallelujah. I know I've explained early rain and latter rain to us years back, right? Can you remember? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Early rain and latter rain. Very vital. Glory to God. Very vital. For harvest. The rain for harvest. He said, ask ye the Lord rain. Glory to God. Ask ye the Lord rain. In the time of the latter rain. Ask for the harvest. Ask for the nations. Ask for the nations. What are you asking for? People are asking for things. Ask for the nations. Hallelujah. He said he will give it. Ask for the nations. Hallelujah. In Psalms 2 verse 8, quickly. Psalms 2 verse 8. So what he says? He says, ask of me, and I will give thee hidden for thy inheritance. Then the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will give the hidden. I will give the nations. I will give the nations for thy inheritance. I will give the nations. How do you ask? You ask in prayer. When you say, ask for the Lord's rain. Prayer. Prayer. Ask of me. And I will give you the nations. I will give you the nations. Are you asking for the nations? Are you asking for men? What are you asking for? What are you asking for? Ask for me rain. In the times of the latter rain. You're praying and you're saying, Lord, give me gondo. You're praying. I say, Lord, give me gondo. Lord! Hallelujah. Revival does not come by talking. True revival is in the place of prayer. To change places, to change things, is in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard of a man that spoke and said, God should give him a nation or he dies. Prayed. Some of them, what they did 100 years, is still standing to today. It's still standing to today. 100 years. Over 100 years. It's still standing to today. I heard of a famous minister that went to a place and he preached. Till today, they don't sell liquor in that place. Till tomorrow. I think he just stood up and said, everybody, oh yeah, they don't sell again. No! Bet it in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 If you don't get the nations in prayer, you won't get it at all. If you don't get that city in prayer, you cannot get it at all. But then, you forget it. You can't get it again. You can't get it at all. Except first in the place of prayer.
You cannot get to Ogun State except in the place of prayer. Amen. You have a new location. You are in a place. Have you gotten that place first in the place of prayer? See, there's a call for more prayer in all our centers, in all our venues. More prayer. There's a call. There's a call by God's Spirit to put more in the place of prayer in the coming days into the end of the year. Put more to prayer. So we'll have more prayer meetings. We'll have more prayer times. Sometimes we can just take a whole full week. Every member we are praying physically. We are meeting to pray. And you too personally. Take up prayer time. Take up prayer time. If you can't see that, if you can't get that brother in prayer, if you can't get that nation in prayer, you can't get it. Hallelujah. If you can't get that nation in prayer, the Lord, the whole of Uganda, the whole of Badagry, get it first in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Get it first in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that location first in the place of prayer. And then you'll get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Asking, what is God, what is the Spirit doing in your location? Where you stay? Where your church is located? What is the Spirit of God doing? How are you partnering with the Spirit? What is the Spirit doing? What do you see the Spirit of God doing? How are you partnering with the Spirit? Have you gotten that place in the place of prayer first? It's time. You might have missed it. Or it's time to go back again. Let's pray about it. Let's pray about that location much more. Let's spend more time praying. Let's spend more time praying. More time pray. When God will be sending you to a group of people, but you've not actually gone there. Whenever you think of it, you know, even as I'm talking to you right now, there's a reminder in your heart that you've not still done it. And because whenever you set your heart to go, your liver fails you. You know, your heart they caught. Your heart, they caught. They feel you. It shows you've never prayed about it. If you've seen them, if you've won them first in the place of prayer. When you get assignment like that from God's Spirit, like that, instructions like that, get them first. Take a hold of that city first in the place of prayer. Take a hold of that person first in the place of prayer. Win them in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Then you know. When you get to meet them, fashion, you will win them physically. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What we have been committed with is not a physical work. It's a spiritual work. The moment you begin to see the work as a spiritual tax, you will know it's not by your good grammar. It's by the Holy Ghost. There's a song we used to sing, the physical is ruled by the spiritual. It's so very important. Hallelujah. It's not a physical walk. It's a spiritual walk. Not a physical warfare, it's a spiritual warfare. Whereby you pray, you win them first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Because after his workers' convention, cell group will be starting back. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? What are you seeing? What do you see? What do you see? Well, what are you doing with what you see? What are you doing with what you've seen? What are you doing with it? What are you doing? Ask of the Lord rain. Are you asking for him rain? Are you asking for him rain? Harvest in your church, in your cell, in your group. Are you asking? Or are you just smoking? See, I round up like this. A man who doesn't trust in prayer is applying schemings and it will fail him in a no distant time. To fail him, you have to trust in prayer. You have to trust in prayer ability. Prayer ability. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to trust in praying ability. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet.